This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast live on this Veterans Day across America from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across the country, in the Caribbean, and around the world via the Internet, too. And a special shout-out on this Veterans Day goes to all of our military men and women listening to us right now across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to all of our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thanks for all you do to keep us free and safe. And everybody working on the Third Watch tonight, especially the snowplow drivers and the sander truck operators on I-80 from Wyoming all the way east, and I mean all the way east to Indiana and Ohio and up in upstate New York, the lee shore of Lake Ontario. You guys are going to be busy for the next couple of days. Now, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, construction workers, the Volk mail centers, no mail delivery today, too, by the way. It's a federal holiday. Uber, Lyft, taxi, and the bus drivers, thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Well, we start the week out with my good friend, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. And good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready, sir?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize, ladies and gentlemen, those two words, under God, because this country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And just like something else, Kyle, November 11th, Veterans Day. What does that mean to you?
Well, it means, Captain, that we remember and we thank and we honor those who've served our nation and have literally given so much to our country. In fact, I saw a little thing about Veterans Day just yesterday, and it was like a Webster's Dictionary definition of a veteran, and it basically said someone who essentially gave a blank check to the United States of America, which for any amount, which could also include their own life. And it just really hit me, and that's exactly what our vets have done.
Well, yeah, our veterans and certainly our first responders, too, because it's all one and the same. And let me see here. I got a message coming in here. I want to listen. Okay, well, all right. It's from one of our veterans, and he's saying, we thank you on behalf of all the veterans of the United States of America, because saying thank you is not enough. Now we have to take care of those who have served our country. And that's true. That's true.
That's very, very true, Captain, and especially when you see vets who are maybe without a home, or they're struggling and so forth, and there's always something more that we can be doing, because you're right, just simply saying thank you, but we have to make sure, and that's one of the good reasons, Captain, why President Trump is in the White House and needs to stay there, basically, because he does try to help the vets as much as possible.
Well, and of course, he's been the most veteran-friendly in recent history. I mean, George W. Bush did a lot of good things. George H.W. Bush did a lot of good things for the veteran. Barack Obama took us backwards because of his actions and inactions, if you will. But the
The fact of the matter is that under this president, we've had a couple of pay raises for the veterans. We've had the Veterans Choice Act go through, no thanks to the Democrats, I might add. And we've had a lot of really good things transpire here, so things have been better. And freedom is expensive, according to Richard the Marine. And yes, you betcha, Richard.
That is absolutely right. Freedom is not free, and it costs our blood and treasure. And for those who have served the country, we just honor them on this day, absolutely.
Now, I want to mention, and we're going to start out talking about this impeachment palooza, which is what Fox is calling it, which starts, I believe, Wednesday. Is that when the testimonies start?
I believe so. That's right.
Well, we're now starting to see some division amongst the Democrats and some fighting within as to who's going to do what and how they're going to do it. And, of course, it's all been dumped in Adam Schiff's lap by the Speaker on purpose for him to be the face and the voice of the impeachment inquiry.
Well, exactly right, and I think he's loving every minute of it, basically. I mean, this is right up his alley. He has just really comported himself so poorly in this whole thing, and because on the face of it, Captain, again, you know, what are we supposed to be impeaching the president for again? He made a telephone call, and there's a quid, but there's no quo, or a quo, but no quid, and we don't know what it is.
And the people that are coming out to say that, well, yeah, he did this, this, and this, it's second, third, and fourth-hand information. Go figure.
Well, exactly. It's more or less how they felt about a phone call or how they felt about what they heard about something.
And you can hear one side of a conversation, okay? You can hear one side of a conversation and come to one opinion if you don't know what the other side of the discussion is all about.
Well, exactly. And that's precisely why Adam Schiff, I think, wanted to have these behind-closed-door meetings or, you know, try to say what witnesses could answer or not answer and try to steer this whole
thing. Well, they've cherry-picked the information that's been put out there to make it sound in the most damning manner. That's what they have done. And if they think any of us don't realize that, they're out of their minds.
Well, exactly right. And that's, again, why you have the hearing and then you run over to the microphones and the cameras and you put out, you know, your narrative, basically. And that works up to a certain degree. But now, Captain, that the Republicans want to even talk to Adam Schiff or they even want to talk to the whistleblower themselves, that can actually turn the tide on a lot of this stuff because once the public begins to hear what's really going on with this whole thing, their opinion can change. Adam Schiff, Nancy Pelosi, and the others, they all understand that. And that's why we've seen them act the way that they have up to this point.
Yeah, very much so. And I'll tell you what, with everything that's transpiring here, and here comes the music, again, I want to emphasize this is Veterans Day, and as a veteran of all my brother and sister veterans, I want to say thank you for your service to America, and on behalf of the Captain's America Third Watch, we've got your six, because it's not over. It's not over. We came home, but the battle continues. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
And thank you, Mr. Announcer Man, who's hanging on my telephone. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by my good friends at Relief Factor. And you know, if you're struggling with severe nagging pain like I have, because I've got arthritis, and you know what that's all about, anybody that's got it out there, you know, you load up with whatever you can, you try to stay away from the narcotics, but sometimes they give it to you, and you have to take it because you're suffering so damn much. I had Mobic and Flexeril I took for a number of years until the side effects got to me, and I said, nope, can't do this anymore. So then I loaded up on Aleve because I was told that was the most powerful non-prescription stuff I could buy, but that didn't exactly work because it started some internal bleeding. And then I heard my buddy Mike Gallagher one day talk about Relief Factor, and I got on the 3-week quick start plan. The second I heard about it, I called up, I ordered it. It was $19.95. It's still $19.95, 3 years and 8 months later. And it worked for me in a couple of weeks, and it's been working for me ever since. Now, do I live on this stuff? No. I take 1 to 2 packets a day, normally, depending on my level of pain. Now, if I do stupid things like I did yesterday, because there was nobody else around but me, to unload this great big stand-up tent that I had to set up over at Burt's Harley-Davidson Barracuda, and I got it out of the vehicle, and I worked it around. I tried to be real careful, but, you know, no matter what you do, you get an ache here, a pain there, and all of a sudden you pay for it an hour later or less. And, yeah, that happened to me. So I had to take a packet of Relief Factor, and it worked. It stopped my pain. My story to you folks is it worked for me. Maybe it'll work for you, too. So why don't you go to the website relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. There's a little video there that tells you all about what's in it, how it works, what it'll do for you. Sign up for the $19.95 3-week quick start plan. That's all it costs, $20, $19.95. Try it for 3 weeks, and at the end of the third week, if it's not working for you, you just tell them, okay, don't need it anymore, and that's it, end of story. But at least you tried something to help.
And in my case, the Relief Factor people have told me that 80% of the people that sign up for it on this program stay on it because it works. And that's what my story is, and I'm sticking to it. It works for me. It'll work for you. ReliefFactor.com/captain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. All right. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, let's finish what we were talking about with the impeachment there, because there's something that kind of stands out and grab your attention. What was it?
Well, Captain, it's this report that, according to Adam Schiff, to have the whistleblower testify, and of course the Republicans definitely want the whistleblower testify, he's saying that it's not necessary because it would be, quote, redundant.
Oh, whoa, wait a minute. Redundant? He's the one that started this. And by the way, did not the whistleblower, and we know this factually, did not the whistleblower contact Adam Schiff before he was a whistleblower?
Well, that's what we understand. Contacted his office, and they had some sort of back and forth with this person because, of course,
they might have had a face to face meeting too.
Well, that's what we suspect.
Which, guess what, makes Schiff a witness.
Well, exactly, and so you know what, Captain, he needs to come before the committee as well, because I thought we're supposed to make sure that we're searching for the truth here, and certainly the whistleblower can answer some pretty basic questions like, how did you come up with this document, or, you know, how did that meeting with Schiff's office go, and what really prompted you, and in light of the actual transcript of the phone call, your hearsay evidence doesn't seem to stand up, you know, what do you think about that? You know, these kinds of questions, at the very least, trying to find out really more of what this person's really making him tick here, that's what the American people really need to know. And Adam Schiff, now, what do you think if he doesn't want to go testify?
I don't know. Maybe they'd be able to make an example of him. Finally go after somebody, put him in the little plastic handcuffs and bring him off and say, you testify or guess where you go?
Yeah, well, exactly. But, and of course, Schiff doesn't want to, become, the center point of that, more in a different way than he already is. But, the American people have the right to know, and certainly the president has the right to look at these different witnesses and call others and try to get to the bottom of this ridiculous story.
Now, Nikki Haley, was the UN ambassador, correct?
Yes.
Former governor of South Carolina, correct?
Yes.
Very well thought of, good politician, has a great background behind her and all that, right?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Okay, well, she apparently, Secretary of State at the time, Rex Tillerson, he was Department of Homeland Security Secretary at the time, John Kelly, and then became the Chief of Staff, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. She apparently was asked by those two individuals and maybe some other people to intervene and save the country by doing whatever she could to undermine the president, which is apparently what Rex Tillerson was doing with the help of the deep staters that he had at the Secretary of State's office, where he was, in fact, listening to them and not necessarily putting forth the policy of the president. And John Kelly, who was a Marine, retired Marine four-star, I can say nothing but good things about him with his military background, but he was out of his league when he got in the White House and tried to play politics. He is not a politician. He's a yes sir, no sir, no excuse sir type of Marine. I love that kind of officer, but guess what? That does not work in politics.
Well, exactly. And Haley, Nikki Haley's book is supposed to be coming out, evidently, where she recounts, you know, these stories of, but, you know, it's really interesting to me, Captain, because we're hearing these words a lot nowadays. We're hearing the word coup, we're hearing the word undermine, and these are being thrown around very, very easily now, and that's very concerning for me. But it's interesting, though, because General Kelly has responded so far. I don't think Rex Tillerson has said anything, but Kelly basically said, he says, if by resistance installing she, meaning Kelly, meaning Nikki Haley rather, means putting a staff, a process in place to ensure the president knew all the pros and cons of what policy decision he might be contemplating, then he says, well, then guilty as charged. But that's an interesting response, but the way that Nikki Haley is telling this, the words undermine undermine, I think, are very, very telling in this. And again, the voters hear these kinds of things and they say, oh my goodness, you know, we had a particular reason for sending Donald Trump to Washington, and there are people who want to just undermine that, and there were even within the White House.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true, and we knew that. We started to get bits and pieces of that. But to wrap this up, finally, Al, by the way, in Nebraska, hello to you, Al. If you're going to be in the snow today, you know that. He says, I cut wood for 3 hours yesterday, then used my 13-pound maul for an hour, splitting it, woke up today feeling great. Relief factor works for me. Well, okay. There's Al talking about relief factor. Thanks very much. And he's also wishing all the veterans and his son, too, a happy Veterans Day, because his son just went into the military.
Oh, wow. Well, congratulations, and I hope that he's always safe.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you know, when we continue to move along here with the whistleblower and the all that stuff that's going to start this week, the president is now saying he's going to release a second call, second transcript with the Ukrainian president, which I don't think would hurt him.
No, I think the more information that gets out there is going to run counter to the kinds of information that Schiff and the rest of his merry band of cohorts want to try to flood into the news. Because, you know, Captain, this is going to dominate cable news, especially certain cable news stations, and they believe that this is going to help their narrative. So the president, again, I think he's had a big win with the transcript to begin with, because, you know, you're looking at a transcript and looking at a bogus whistleblower report, and people can put two and two together.
Well, the Democrats, and based on everything that I've been hearing and seeing lately and watching the actions of a few, they're starting to fall apart at the seams. I mean, I'm starting to notice that. Are you?
Oh, yeah, I think so. I think so. I think that they literally are going into sort of a chaos mode, because, again, you know, once you can actually look at what was said in this phone call, which is supposed to be the worst possible and the most nefarious phone call ever made by any president for any reason, you know,
yeah.
And people look at it and they go, there's just nothing there. You know, if there was something there, if there was some horrible thing, I mean, you've even got reporters asking Trump supporters, well, what if President Trump shot somebody in Times Square, you know, or something like that? You know, would you still support him? I mean, no one would ever ask a question about any other politician like that, ever. They're trying to gin it up.
Well, we had an election last Tuesday, right? Everybody was talking about, oh, the governor of Kentucky, oh, it flipped and all that. You know, but what they didn't tell you about was the other five races that were there that were won by the Republicans, correct?
That's right.
Including the attorney general, the first time in 70 years, Republican. And on top of that, he's black, right?
That's right.
Didn't tell you that, did they?
Nope, that wasn't trumpeted at all.
They didn't tell you about all the different statewide ballot measures that were out there that were Republican-initiated and 17 of the 28 passed, did they?
Nope.
They didn't tell you that they're plus five in state representatives and congressmen, which means they're ahead of the game. Things are not looking that bad. Hold on, Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back with more. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The impeachment probe by House Democrats now moves into the next phase.
The public hearings begin on Wednesday, despite protests by President Trump.
They shouldn't be having public hearings. This is a hoax.
The top diplomat in Ukraine, William Taylor, will be the first to testify before the House Intelligence Committee. And on Friday, Marie Yovanovitch, the former ambassador to Ukraine, will appear before the committee. She was recalled from Ukraine following what she described as an organized campaign on the part of the president's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, to discredit her. Republican Senator John Kennedy told CBS's Face the Nation he's read some of the sworn testimony.
Any lawyer, in my judgment, who knows a law book from a J. Crew catalog knows that a sterile transcript is no substitute for live witnesses.
This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. And I was with Mike last Thursday over at the Palladium. Had a big crowd there and met a lot of people. And again, we thank everybody for showing up for that in St. Pete. And we'll be out and about doing more stuff like that. So we'll be telling you when that time comes. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Geico. Geico spelled G-E-I-C-O. They are the second largest personal auto insurer in the United States, and Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years, including over 21 million drivers, and I am one of them. Now, your local Geico office can help you find coverage for just about anything that you own. They offer coverage for your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, your car that you're driving, the truck you're driving. They can even help you with your homeowners and renters insurance, too. Now, go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Put in your zip code. You'll find out where your local agent is, or you can get a quote right there online while you're there. See what it would cost you to move your vehicle or your house or whatever it is you got. By the way, they do bundles. So if you get your vehicle over there and you get maybe your motorcycle over there, your snowmobile, your Sea-Doo, your boat, whatever it is you got, your RV, and then throw your homeowner's policy on there, you're going to find out how much money you're going to send. And it's really going to be good. All righty. Well, there you go. And I will tell you that Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com is the website to go. And back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, this deal that we have going on right now with Rudy Giuliani going back and forth and how the Dems are trying to go after him, I figured out the reason, and it wasn't very hard to figure out. You want to hear what it is?
Absolutely.
Rudy Giuliani with the couple of guys that might have been a little shady or whatever that went over to the Ukraine and played the game with some of the bad guys over there and dug up some information and brought back the proofs to the United States. They got the goods on Joe Biden and this Ukrainian aid deal, and that's how Rudy knew about all this other stuff that was going on. Rudy knows it. The Democrats, pardon me, know that he knows it, and now they're going after him.
Well, it certainly makes sense. Exactly, because they don't want the Hunter Biden or Joe Biden aspect of this to become front and center. When in any other part of the universe or any other, you know, parallel world or something, it would be front and center. No doubt about it. This is a big story. Even John Solomon, he's been working on this real hard.
Yep.
And so, I mean, this is what people need to know.
Yeah, by the way, our friend Eric, over in Seminole, the Marine over there, and his son who's a Marine, and his other son who was a Marine, veterans all, we thank them for their service. Eric says to us, he says, the Democrats have entered a top fuel drag race against President Trump with a soapbox derby car.
That's right. Run on,
Eric.
Yeah, and run on the lowest possible fuel grid.
which is no fuel. It's called pedal power, whatever they do.
Yeah, pedal power, yeah.
Yeah, now here's the other thing. Okay, the president today goes to New York. Now, the weather might not be all that great in New York because it's going to be cold, and there is snow in the forecast for not very far away from there, especially along I-80, which New York's on the eastern end of. I-80 ends right at the George Washington Bridge. But anyway, president's going to be there, New York City, the largest Veterans Day march of the day, parade rather, and that'll be a good thing. But we'll see how the Dems try to spin that.
Well, they'll certainly try to spin it somehow, but you know what I think the majority of the American people across the highways and byways of the country want, Captain? They want at least one day, especially a day like Veterans Day, where everybody can just be okay and the president can fill that role and honor the vets, and everybody in America can say thank you, and everybody in America can say, yeah, we've accomplished a lot. I mean, this is what they really want, but the Democrats aren't going to let that happen.
Yesterday I was at an event at Burt's Harley-Davidson, and yes, there were some Democrats there, and yes, everybody put their gauntlets and their swords down for one day, and I had some of the Democrats, including some of the prominent females that were there with various positions they held and whatnot, come up and give me a big hug and say thank you for your service.
Oh, that's great.
See, anybody they saw that was a recognizable veteran, that's what they did.
That's right, and that's out of the Beltway area.
Sure.
That's out of that whole thing, and
the capital, state capital, and the county legislature. Yep.
Uh-huh. Exactly, but most normal people understand that simple concept. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's everybody stop. You know, just for one day anyway, stop yelling and screaming and this, that, and the other. And by the way, today I expect they'll do some more of that. Now, what did I tell you a week ago about this NSA Lieutenant Colonel Vindman? What did I tell you was going to happen to him?
Well, that his days were going to be numbered at the White House, for sure.
And what was the news that came out yesterday from the NSA?
Yeah, he's being cycled out of the White House.
That's the key word, cycled out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's being removed, and he may wind up being retired as a lieutenant colonel as a result of all of this, because you just don't turn around and come out and be insubordinate when it comes to the president of the United States, regardless of the reasons. That's not what you do when you're in the military, and you have standing orders to go through your chain of command, and he did not do it.
Yeah, well, exactly right. Exactly. And this proves my point, Captain. It's just every single thing about our society, our procedures, whether they be military or in the judicial system, we just throw all that out the window because it's all about getting Trump. You know, that's always the justification for it by those on the far left and the anti-Trump, you know, get Trump crowd.
Yeah. Now, they had an election, and I just caught this one here, over in Spain, and apparently the far right surged yesterday amid the victory by the socialists, who still had the majority of seats there. And, of course, by socialists, we're talking about communists, because they are hardcore communists over there in Spain. But the far right made a big gain in seats there, so things are closing in for good things for the Spanish people.
Well, absolutely, and hopefully, yeah, it looks like they may be seeing some of the consequences of what happens when you have a government or you know someone
well,
in the government that are.
It goes back to those of us that studied American history. To somebody by the name of Generalissimo Franco, remember him?
Yeah, Francisco Franco.
Yeah, he's the one that put it all together. And during World War II, he was actually more in line with the Germans and the Russians than he was anybody else, and that cost him big time. He had to back that off real quick.
Yes, exactly right. Yeah. Yeah, and so these things play out in a very, sometimes it takes a long time, but yeah, you're right. I mean, hopefully we're seeing good new things for the good people of Spain.
Now, John Bolton suddenly is $2 million richer because he was given a $2 million advance for writing his new book.
Yeah, I heard about that. Yeah, that's very, very interesting. Amid all of this, of whether he will testify or not, or whether or not he has extra information about Ukraine, so it's going to be interesting to see where he lands in all of this.
All right, well, Eric just pointed out something to me, and I'm glad he did this, because what they're going to do with Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, and this is my opinion, is he will be charged with conduct unbecoming or disobeying a lawful order, possible subversion, which is a definite general Article 134 under the United States Code of Military Justice.
Wow, that's big.
Yeah, because that's what he did. That's exactly what he did. And we all know it.
Yes. Well, exactly. And again, you know, for some reason, it's not, you know, it seems to be okay to do those kinds of things these days in the media perspective. But I'm so glad that we're seeing here. Obviously, this is a big time serious military, miscarriage of following orders here.
Yeah, and we told you that to begin with when we first heard about this, that, hey, look out, this guy's hanging by a rope, literally. Now, the Joint Chiefs Chairman General said that ISIS is still in Syria and that our U.S. mission remains the same. We have not done anything different. And by the way, that Katusha rocket attack that happened in
Iraq, yeah,
over just south of Mosul at the base that's there,
mm-hmm.
That probably was a cell that's either been in or recently arrived in Mosul to create havoc.
Well, that's right, and I seem to recall some similar words after we got the video of the al-Baghdadi, the raid against al-Baghdadi, where they said, look, you know, this isn't over, and we're still doing the same thing that we need to be doing. We've had a great victory, but yeah, you're right, and these sleeper cells still exist, and they can be very, very dangerous.
Yeah, most certainly. And by the way, folks, I am talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we talked to him several times during the course of the week, and this week you'll be on tap every night there, Kyle.
Sounds good. I'm proud to do it.
Yep. Make sure you get your vitamin B and 12 and C and A and everything else, right?
Exactly.
Now, Iran, not to outdo themselves, I got to make this real quick, they're announcing they found a new oil field with over 50 billion barrels of oil in it.
Yeah, that's very interesting to know, but what's also very, very important in all of this is they may have a lot more oil, but the U.S. is becoming very energy independent, and that's a huge, huge thing, especially where Iran's ability to sell oil on the open market and so forth comes into play, and so we're going to see how that goes.
All righty, we'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, kylewarrenshow.com, kylewarrenshow.com, the website, the place to go. Okay, we'll be right back with the Highway and Byway Report. It's a doozer. It's a real doozer. Hang on, I'll be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Okay, drivers, this is a little song I wrote, a little boogie tune called Raise Radio. A little song for that left lane. It goes like this. Come on, baby. I got a 4 1/4 cat sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. I drive driving hair right, feet look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my dash. I got a Rode King mic that I like to match. And when I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. Well, I was headed to Memphis, it was late one night, when me and another hand got in a radio fight. Well, he went and keyed his mic, but I took control of the show, because there ain't nothing wrong with my radio.
Alright, there ain't nothing wrong with my radio either, because I'm a talking on it right here to you on your radio. Alrighty, that's Ray Carlisle, and it's an oldie but goodie, and the truckers love that one, and that's why we play it. And, you know, we've got several different songs in the mix there that we play for our Truckers Highway and Viber Report, too. But anyway, let's get to this, because this is not a good forecast, ladies and gentlemen. Early wintry conditions for much of the eastern two-thirds of the country are in store. In the meantime, warm and stagnant air prevails in the west, and that rotten air that's up there in the northwest is still there. Poor air quality. That's the smoke coming from the fires that seem to settle in up there, and it's just doing its thing to the valleys and whatnot up there, especially the Fruit Valley, Wenatchee, Yakima, up there, Coeur d'Alene, and then south down in Idaho, down through the valley down there. Also into Oregon and the western, southwestern part of Idaho, again, but unbelievable. Now, Arctic air is going to bring snow, freezing rain, gusty winds, and some of the coldest temperatures of the season east of the Rockies early this week, including temperatures in the single digits all the way down past I-40 towards I-20. Think about that for a minute. Think about that for a minute. Now, also, a wide swath of heavy snow, lake effect heavy snow, is possible and is now, warnings are up for a winter storm warning and a heavy snow lake effect warning all the way from the Pennsylvania-New York state line right there at Ripley, New York, all the way along I-90, the New York Thruway into Syracuse, and then it goes towards Utica and then goes north up into the Adirondacks all the way to Quebec and encompasses I-81, the northern part of I-87, north of Lake George, the northern part of Vermont and New Hampshire, and snow all the way along right now the northern parts of Maine as well, and up into Michigan in the peninsula, lake effect snow warnings there. So this is going to be an interesting system. I'm going to tell you right now, ladies and gentlemen, coming from the West Coast, if you're out there in Salt Lake City and you're headed east, okay, you're headed east, you're going to run into it in Wyoming, probably around Cheyenne right now, around Cheyenne. And you're going to have it all the way across I-80 to Chicago, through Indiana, into Ohio, and into New York if you're on I-80, I-90, or I-94 from Chicago east towards Detroit. You will be in it. Now, if you're going up I-75, you'll hit it around Dayton, and you'll be in it all the way to Detroit and north of Detroit as well. If you're going up by 65 north of Indianapolis, you'll hit it up towards going towards Chicago, I-59. Let's see here. It'll be north of I-40. However, there is snow that has come down into Missouri, if you will, down almost all the way to from northern northeast Missouri down into the central part southeastern, not quite down to St. Louis, but it's getting close. And it could possibly reach St. Louis. The conditions are such that if this low does what it's supposed to do, that you might get snow all the way down to the Mexican border over the next couple of days, and you might get snow all the way down into Tennessee over the next couple of days. I mean, the possibility exists for that to happen along with the winds and the cold wind and the freezing rain, which, by the way, freezing rain tonight up in Montana, if you're running I-94, you'll find it up there. So be advised. Wyoming is just a mess, depending on where you're going. You got the high winds along with the snow to the east. You've got some freezing rain. You got some really cold temperatures in Wyoming tonight. And again, if you're going north and you're coming out of the southern states with the southern fuel, for God's sakes, don't wait till you get up around St. Louis to throw the fuel additives in it. Do it when you're down south. Do it when you're down south. Okay? Please. Now, you've got a fire threat advisory, believe it or not, right along the border, Kingman, Arizona, Nevada, up to the north, the southeastern corner of Nevada, right around Las Vegas. And again, we've got some weather kicking up down here in the Gulf, some high winds in particular, eastern Louisiana, New Orleans, got a little rain in Florida along I-95. From about Fernandina Beach on up to Jacksonville. Got a little bit of wind tonight as well around Boston up towards New Hampshire along the coastline, so be advised about that. And again, as I told you, this snow is coming across, and the lake effect machine will be in effect. Now, where you'll first run into it when you're on I-80, I-90, I-94 is east of Chicago, where the wind's going to be blowing in such a way that it's going to dump it right there in that little quadrant of northwestern Indiana and southwestern Michigan, as well as up along the lee shore of Lake Superior, Lake Michigan, Lake Huron. As well, you'll have on the lee shore of those lakes, lake effect snow warnings. But in New York State, again, I will repeat this because this is going to be the biggie, from Ripley, New York to Buffalo to Rochester to Syracuse, 81 North, all the way to Canada, all of the Adirondacks, over to Utica, and then it's going to run north of Utica, north of Albany. You'll probably pick it up around just north of Lake George, and you'll have that heavy dumping of snow all the way up to the Canadian border in the Quebec line. And then, again, in Vermont and in the northern part of New Hampshire, and you'll have a general snow all the way across the northern part of Maine, all the way to Nova Scotia. So that's what you got going on right now. And that's subject to change because it depends on what these winds are going to do and how far down this front is going to come, because it could go all the way down to Tennessee, right there in the Tennessee northern part of Mississippi, northern part of Alabama, could go that far with the snow and the freezing rain or whatnot. But again, the bottom's going to drop out of the temperatures, as I told you, so be prepared. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by your local Pilot and Flying J. When you see the Pilot, the travel centers, when you see the Flying J's, pull on in there, especially in the third watch. Get yourself a free cup of coffee and just kick back, relax. By the way, diesel prices, don't forget to get one of their diesel fuel discount cards so that you can save some money on the price of diesel. And that helps out the owner-operator, certainly. But also, don't forget to remember the fact that with everything that you've got going on and coming around, truckers, it's nice to get a little something back now, isn't it? And to the veteran truckers out there, stop by. Tell them you're a veteran. Show them your ID if they ask you for it. Wear your veteran garb if you got any to wear. And don't be surprised if you don't eat for free today at some of those truck stops, especially the Flying J's. Don't be surprised, because they support our nation's veterans as we do. That's why I'm a spokesman for them. All right, I'll be right back. Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, coming right up with a special Veterans Day message for everybody. It's all about America. America here on this program. I'll be right back. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind. Come on now.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money.
I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend Over.